When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every day, and thanks to him, and thanks to all who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday, November 11th, on Veterans Day.
And thanks to our guy, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
And he's going to say we had a meeting, and everything is great, and we're all on the same page. Well, what page are they on? He's full of crap. He should be fired right this minute. And what he did to Caleb Williams again today, under 2 minutes, losing by 16 points, and he's getting the crap kicked out of him. And he leaves him in the game to get his head bashed in. I hope Caleb Williams' father tonight, I hope he tweets something so bad that it gets Matt Eberflus fired.
That was
an angry caller yesterday.
Post-game. Joe, that was quite a caller.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your contribution, as always.
David Hall said it himself. Like, we're just, oh, you're just a fan. Yeah, just a fan. Look at us now.
That was another caller today blaming David and me and really Biggs and Parkinson for everything. That
Danny
happened.
Parkinson, yeah. He got a mention, and yep. As well as Biggsy.
Hey, it's Marshall Harris. Wow, what is it? It's a good day.
Yeah.
And he's with Dan Bernstein.
I listened to Krutzy earlier.
Kootsie?
Krutzy.
Krutzy.
Yep.
There's like a hockey player now?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think name's going to stick.
So, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but things didn't go nearly as well as expected.
That was a heck of an experience. I don't get to watch in a bar almost ever. The number of times I've sat and watched a Bears game in a bar is, I can't tell you the last time I did that. And
definitely not one near a school.
We found a place in the French Quarter that had all the games on, and it packed a tiny, tiny little place. It had the Saints game on, so there's Saints fans, there's Falcons fans, because the Saints game was at the Superdome. People
big
going
win.
Crazy. And then
yep.
There was the Commander-Steelers game, and there were a bunch of Commanders fans. You know, people like in their team colors and everything, and we were the only two Bears. Well, I think there was one other guy in the corner who might have been a Bears fan who was just kind of, he started to lose interest real fast while I'm there trying to take notes. And it was it was really the number of times I just said, what is that? Like, watch a play.
Those are your notes?
I would watch a play and just say, what is that?
Dan, that's Bears football.
What is the concept? What are you trying to do? Everyone's covered. No one's blocking. There's no rhyme or reason.
It doesn't
to
seem
it.
To be any rhyme or reason. It is hard to decipher these things when you don't have time to throw And even when they do have time to throw, I think it can be hard as well. But I think it starts with a bad offensive line, a flawed offensive concept.
It's so far beyond that. It's just
it's not really, though. There are a lot of things worthy of criticism, and the play calling is near the top of the list.
But Caleb's getting worse. He's getting worse. And there's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse for him to be getting worse.
What? Well, either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And the fact that he's a rookie quarterback, sometimes I think we all, because he's 1-1, look at him a certain way. And you would say, yes, you should look at a guy who's taken number one overall in this era of quarterbacks that way. But at the same time, you can look back in history and it's littered with 1-1s that did not do anything.
Well, I mean, want to ruin what you drafted. You don't want to get him hit or injured or somehow.
That's inexcusable.
It.
They got to be hit three times in like four plays.
Listen,
leaving him out there for no reason.
No reason.
And he's getting clobbered three times in what, like 48 seconds or something like that?
No, it's not.
Come
good.
On.
Yeah, the end of the game was tough because I didn't have a problem with him starting that drive. I was like, you know what? You play to win the game, as Mr. Edwards told me. And they're down by two scores and two-point conversions. Maybe you can make something happen.
Yes.
But that being said, as that developed, I was like, all right, you got to preserve this man. You got to preserve this man. I was like, think about all the offensive linemen that were hurt coming into the game. You had five on the inactives, right? And then you lost more on the way out. And I was like, at this point, preservation should be above everything else when you're talking
backups.
About Caleb Williams.
You had five backup offensive linemen.
I could have walked down to Preservation Hall. It's right there. I could have walked out and just walked about half a block down the street, and I could have taken him to Preservation Hall and left him there.
It was tough.
How are you handling this?
Oh, it's a Football Monday, so we are going to have everything. We're going to have all of the news, if we get any news, and figure out how so many people up in Lake Forest are just asleep at this switch and waiting to find out to whom this isn't okay. At what level of the organization is this not okay? Because at the moment, it's fine. At the moment, everything is acceptable and fine, and they're having their meetings, and they're making their decisions. And I guess if Trace Armstrong has said all three of my clients are going to be happy and unmolested and undisturbed, then that's the guy in charge. So maybe we'll wait to hear from Trace Armstrong at some point as to what the Bears are going to do. We're going to hear the latest from Matt Eberflus whenever he decides to talk. We'll take some calls, Anthony Herron, Dan Wiederer, everything.
Have a great show.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.